Start recording.
Good afternoon, folks. This is Clement Chow reporting from Canada, or Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Whatever you want to think of it, it's up to you. Today I'm going to be just going over briefly the Nokia 6260 Symbian series phone, or series 60 phone, rather. Oh, jeez, I just forgot my stereo mix activated. Sorry, guys, I'm just a bit muddled here. I just got back from school, so I don't have, I'm not thinking as clearly as I usually do. Anyways. Okay. We will.
For this purpose, MSN homepage 8. Show hidden icons. Recording. Record.
Do this properly. Anyways, the Nokia 6260. This is actually a pretty old phone, but it does the job very, very well. I love this phone. Let's give this thing a bit of a description here, as much as I can describe, anyways. The phone, when the flip is closed, which I will do right now. See, the flip's closed. And when you hold it in your hand, you notice that one area of the phone is like it just looks like a standard rectangle, while the other end is sort of. Curved, and that's where the pop port is. That end is supposed to be facing away from you. If you open the flip up, or you know what, let's start on the side of the phone first. If you hold the phone with a standard rectangular end facing towards you, on your right side, from bottom to top, are a push to talk button, a volume down button, and a volume up button. So volume down and up are all there, as is the push to talk button, which I don't use because I don't have that service. My parents didn't apply me for it, and I don't really want it. Okay. And on the left side, you have to be careful for, because right there and then is the camera lens. This, I think it is. Oh, whoopsies. I almost dropped it. Not a good idea. So, the camera lens is kind of like a rectangular sort of thing. You can kind of feel an opening there. Not that it's that deep. It's, oh geez, less than a few millimeters down there. You can feel it. If you don't use the camera, then don't bother with, you know, being careful about it. But if you do, which I don't, then don't bother. If you open the flip up 90 degrees, you'll see that it sort of locks in that position. Like, on most flip phones, if you open it 90 degrees like this, it'll just open up until it reaches the full opening span of 150 degrees, or approximately there. But this phone is the cool thing. You can open it at 90 degrees, and it'll stay there. And if you twist it to the left 90 degrees, you see, I'm twisting it right there. It's 90 degrees now. Now, the screen is facing towards me, as is the camera lens, which means I can take a picture of myself. Oh, no, wait, not the camera lens, I don't know what it is. But yeah, that now I can take a picture of myself. Now, if you twist it again, so that clicks, and then you close the flip, the screen is now facing out. So you can access your menus and and stuff like that without having to open the flip. I just flipped it back to where it's supposed to be. Where the screen is parallel to the buttons. So if you twist it to the right 90 degrees, that's the farthest you can reach right there. You can't go anywhere else. Because if you do, you're going to snap the flip. And this phone is very fragile, so you do not want to do that. Let's keep the flip open. On the flip, let's look at the flip first. There is a little dent, I guess you'd call it, or a recessed. That is where your power button is. To turn on the phone, just shove your fingernail into the button so that into the reset, so it's on the button. Hold it for about a second. Is it loading? Oh, whoopsies. You just did something you shouldn't have done. There you go. Now it's booting up. I can't really hear this. There's kind of a little whiny kind of sound to it that you can't really hear unless you're listening, unless you're actually listening for it. It takes about 10-15 seconds for this phone to load. It's not the fastest phone, but, you know, it does what it's supposed to do. It is loading. Loading. This speaker's a bit tinny. There you go, see the wonderful GSM noise right here. Now you notice that the speaker's a bit tinny. I'm gonna slow this down. Let's say speed is 2. That's good enough.
Volume is
9. We'll turn the volume up.
Volume is 10.
Alright. Now let's put training mode on, which is the purpose of this.
Training mode is yes.
And close the flip. Now,
volume up.
What you have is the talk's training mode. So you have
push the talk. Volume down. Volume up.
On the right side of the phone when the flip's closed. If you open it on the flip, on the top, the first button you'd come down to after the nice big display, which we don't need, or at least us B1s don't, you have your two soft keys. The first one is on the left.
Clock.
And the second one's on the right.
Profiles.
Now, there is a button which is quite level with the soft keys, so you have to find. So you have to kind of feel for it, but it's pretty easy to find, which is
menu.
And below that, you have the
tops
or
edit
key. And then on the right, which is the far right hand side of the flip, below soft key 2,
profiles,
you have the
clear
key, which is kind of like a half circle sort of heart shaped thing. But and then in between of those two groups of keys, you have
up, down, left, right, select
your navi key. All right. Now under that, on the actual phone itself, on the base, not on the flip, on the base, you have
call, exit.
Those are the only keys on the first row. And then below that you have
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, star, 0, number.
See? That's it right there.
Training mode is no.
That's the description of the phone. Pretty much. I mean, there's not really much else to say about describing the phone. The back, I'm not going to go into because we don't need that right now. Let's discuss the top of the phone, which is slightly curved. It's not as rectangular and square, or it's not as right angled as the end of the phone you have facing you when the flip opens away from you. On that end, you have, from right to left, if you're holding it away from you, the AC adapter jack, which is a standard Nokia adapter. You know, they'll probably send one, but you don't really need it, right? So, and then next to that is the antenna. Or, no, not the antenna, the pop port, where the USB cable goes. And then to the left of that, you have your antenna. This is one of those, you know, just kind of squarish, kind of, it's a plasticky thing. And it's just feels like a kind of squarish window on the top of the phone. Don't touch that because it'll take up more battery life than you need to, and you won't like that, okay? So now I'm just gonna show you the settings that make this phone unique from all the other phones I've seen so far. So let's go into the menu.
Menu. Menu. Messaging. 1 of 28.
Let's go down to settings. No, let's go up because it's kind of closer than.
Lodestone. Nuance talk samples. Fix blur. Push the talk. VPN. Diction. Help. Folder. Settings.
Oh. Settings. Settings. There you go.
Select.
Hit select.
Settings. Phone. Call.
What you want to go to is call.
Select. Call settings. Tab C2 of 9. Send my caller ID as 1 of 8. Call waiting. Automatic redial off. Summary after call off. Speed dialing.
Let's see if there's anything in call waiting. I think there might
select.
Be.
Select. Activate. 1 of 3. Cancel. Check status. Activate.
Yeah.
Cancel.
Okay, never mind.
Call. Automatic redial off.
Automatic redial.
Summary after call off. Speed dialing off. Any key answer off.
What is any key answer? Any key answer is... Well, we'll discuss this when we come to the next setting. Let's go down to the next setting first. Answer by opening fold. If, okay, you know, I'm gonna close this flip.
Rogers, 030-10-2006.
So it's back at the Rogers screen. I'm gonna put this phone down. I'm gonna go grab my cordless and call my cell phone. Right, now my cell phone's ringing. However, if I open the flip, it's still ringing. But if I press the call key, and then I press, key 2, look at that.
Ah!
Oh my goodness. Okay, we're on speakerphone now.
Feedback is not good.
Sucks. Okay, so we'll press P2 again. Like that. And now it's back to using the handset. No, wait, the handset. Yeah. If you want to turn your volume up. Oh, no. We're on speakerphone right now, and the volume is black, and I can't see it. I'm turning it down. I'm pressing the volume down. Now you've noticed it's gone down a lot. However, if I press the volume up... See? Now it's actually rolling. Ah! Okay. Go down. Good. Let's hang up. There you have it, folks. That is what happens when you call the Nokia 6260. Pick up the flip, or open the flip and press call to answer.
Settings.
Oh, whoopsies, what's up?
Volume is 10. Volume is 10.
Alright.
Cancel. Rogers. Menu. Menu. Settings.
Let's hold on the menu. Okay, go back in here.
Select.
So.
Call settings. Tab C2 of 9. Ends. By opening fold, no. 7 of 8.
I set this to yes.
Select. Ends. By opening fold, yes.
Alright. Close the flip again. Now, is it me or does this phone kind of seem quieter than it was? Okay. Now it's calling me again. Now I'm gonna open the flip and see. Line Cool Tech, you're on the phone. You're on the speaker of a Nokia 6260 with very loud GSM noise in the background. Okay, we're gonna move the way. And I'm gonna hang up again. Right. Well, there's that.
Menu. Settings. Select.
However.
Call settings. Any answer off.
What is this? I haven't told you how to answer the phone with select. The answer or answered yes. By opening full select. Set to no.
By opening full no.
Okay, we've just done that. We're going to close the
Rogers. Flip. Rogers. 3010-2006.
Now, I've turned any key answer off. Any key answer on, rather. When it's on, when you open the flip, you will only be able to answer by using the call key. That is, if your flip is, let's say your flip is open, and you just received a call. What you would have to do is hit the call key to answer the call. However, if you would set to any key answer, then any key will do to answer the phone. Those are the unique settings I found in here. Which we'll exit out.
Oh. Exit setting. Yes. Telephone. Cancel.
Now let's go into profiles.
Profiles. Profiles. General. General. 1 of 5.
Heavy regular ones here. Profile.
Silent.
General.
Meeting.
Silent. Meeting.
Outdoor.
Outdoor. Pager. And pager.
General.
Let's go to general.
Select.
Let's go down to personalize.
Select. Profiles. General tab sheet 1 of 5. Ringing tone. Line 1 destiny.mid. 1 of 10.
Now you see line 1 and.
Select. Select top. Destiny.mid. Profiles, general to edit.
Right, okay, so there's that. And then there's
ringtone, line 2, Canada D-mid.
Line 2, I have no idea what these are for. I guess, you know, they're the whole
ringing type ringing.
You know, line 1, line 2 thing.
Ringtone, line 2, Canada D-mid.
Note that the ringtone I'm choosing right now isn't actually from the 6260, it's from the 6682. Which, I decided to get. Okay, volume was 10. We want the there. So, I wanted the, I like that ringtone, so I decided to keep it there.
The open file is entitled 1 to 5 format WAV PCM signed 16-bit 28,000 Hz 1536 kbps. Stereo is open plane time is 30 minutes 0.00 seconds. The start marker is 0 seconds. The finish marker is 30 minutes 0.00 seconds. The select duration is 30 minutes 0.00 seconds.
Sorry, guys, I'm checking things.
Stereo, select check.
Okay.
Gold wave. For a list of gold wave command.
That's pretty much it, folks. There's not really much else to describe about this phone. Oh, heck. Why don't I just, take the cover off for you? If you hold the phone in the position I told you about already, flip it back so that the pop port's facing you. And you'll notice that on the back, there's a slight kind of, what is it? It's not a groove. It's a lot wider than a groove. It's about a gap, or a sort of, okay, what there is on the back is there is a rectangular cover. And you can kind of feel this because it's not the tightest. And in the middle of that cover, there's like a rectangular kind of hole, sort of. Like, not a hole, but it's a rectangular shape indented into the middle of the cover. And if you move up to where the rectangle is, you'll see there's a catch that you pull back and let it go. Now the cover is loose. We pull it out, we drop it there. Right here we have the battery, the memory card, and the SIM card. I haven't gone into detail on how to do this yet because I don't know myself. The battery is a big rectangular sort of thing, pretty much your ordinary 60 or Series 60 phone battery, I guess. It's just a rectangular thing, looks kind of like a chocolate bar actually. You'll split it back there. The cover's there. That's pretty much it, guys. There's not really much else to describe about this phone. It's a really wonderful phone. It does the job very, very magnificently. And the main reason I like this phone is because the buttons are really, really nice. Especially, yeah, the buttons, they're not the most flushed, or no, they're not the most protuberant, rather. Like, it's mainly very, very flush with the face of the phone. But the buttons, the size of them are pretty large. Let's see. They're probably, if you picture a full braille cell from left to right, I guess the buttons are about that size. Like, all the number keys are about that size. And then under the number keys, under the row that contains star zero and pound, you get this blank area thing that you can, that there, where there's a logo and stuff like that. But that's gonna wrap this one up. I know this is not the best review of this phone that could have been done, but with school and everything, I can't do everything right now that I would want to. There's been family stuff going on, as those of you on my MSN know. And I will give you my MSN and email here again. My email is chow, that's C-H-O-U, dot Clement, C-L-E-M-E-N-T, at gmail.com. And my MSN is mrx underscore 3536 at hotmail.com. It's going to wrap this up for now, folks. We will see you on the next podcast when I find time to do another one. Take care. Bye.